The meeting considered two interwoven issues that have become central to the international fight against terrorism, namely denying extremists a safe haven to plan attacks and preventing them from abusing the asylum system by hiding among refugees. The international crime-fighting agency, Interpol, briefed that thanks to the information shared by more than 60 member states, their foreign terrorist fighter database now held more than 14,500 profiles. Interpol's counter-terrorism policy advisor, Ali Rashid, said they were focusing on several key areas to shut down groups and so-called lone wolf operatives, including travel, weapons trafficking, financial and online support networks.
Interpol's role as a single global information sharing platform underscores its unique capacity to develop a truly cross-regional strategic analysis picture on the foreign terrorist fighters phenomenon. As part of its analytical support package, Interpol will thus monitor, identify, and analyze terrorist tactics, techniques, and procedures, with a particular focus on patterns in travel routes and hubs and deception techniques used in terrorist mobility.
Mauro Miedico, chief of the Terrorism Prevention Branch for the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, said working together and information sharing was the only effective way to proceed.
Eliminating safe havens and, what is more important, preventing their establishment require a comprehensive cross-sectoral approach and tailored strategies with strong legal and operational elements.
In line with Security Council resolutions, it was important for member states to get the balance of civil liberties right when targeting and preventing terrorist activity, said Edward Flynn, senior human rights officer with the Council's Counterterrorism Executive Directorate.
The goal of denying safe haven will only be advanced if states take further steps to ensure respect for human rights in the way in which they seek to strengthen international cooperation. One crucial issue in this respect is the criminalization of terrorist offenses. The Counterterrorism Committee and CTED have continually stressed the importance of compliance with the principle of legality, that is, ensuring that terrorist offenses are clearly and precisely defined in national laws.
Several examples were cited of extremists hiding amidst refugees on the run, but this was no reason to be irrational about the threat posed by the vast majority of innocent civilians fleeing violence and death, said UNHCR's Volker Türk. He pointed to the need for host countries to continue support and care for refugees after arrival to help prevent any sense of alienation from setting in. Protecting refugees also safeguards national security, he argued.
Let us not forget that refugees are often the first and at times multiple victims of terrorism. We also know that people who have been engaged in terrorist activities have sought, sometimes deliberately, to undermine support for refugees, including by punishing those who flee from areas controlled by terrorist groups.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.